Greetings from the Simon Schmid podcast. I don't know why every single time I do a take, I just find that incredibly funny. And for those of my friends that are listening that know me, they know that I laugh at all my own jokes. So I do apologize, and we'll see if it changes, but it might become my trademark. I want to thank everyone that sent me messages from my previous two podcasts. And just feeling super pumped to do more podcasts and deliver more content and create more ideas and think about more things to share on this platform. So thank you. I came past an amazing meme, and it's really had a profound impact on me a few days ago. And the meme is, turn your mess into a message. And I'm not here to bore you with the details of my mess. There will come a time that I will share my story with everybody on this that listen to my podcast. I'm not ready to do that yet. I must be honest. I am. It's incredibly personal to share your real story. And the time will come. So I will, hopefully in the near future, deliver my story to the listeners. But turn your mess into a message is quite profound. And from somebody who, as my dear friend Warren Adler refers to as the pain specialist, I've endured every single form of, well, most forms of pain and suffering that a human being can endure, except for poverty. And I'm incredibly grateful for that in lots of ways, because it's made me who I am today. It's made me who I have become as a man. And the work that I do, I wouldn't be able to do the work that I do without the pain and suffering that I've endured. So, yeah, I'm grateful for the lessons and the pain and suffering. But this turn your mess into a message. You know, there's not one person that I've ever come across, from a friend, from a coaching client, from a training client, that doesn't have a story. We all have a story. We all have some form of mess that has identified us and who we are. We've all had struggles. We've all had painful times. And I think it's quite profound is when you can turn that into a message of positivity to help somebody else, it's worth it and it's incredibly powerful. So whoever's listening to this podcast and has had a very difficult time, has a messy time, from a divorce to losing somebody to whatever that may be, think about how you can put that in a message to help people around you. And I think it's a time that we're all facing with this time of this crisis, with this virus, that we are all limited with movement, riddled with fear. And now's a great time to think about your mess, package it into a message. And when the opportunity arises, share with people that come into your life or are in your life that can help and assist them in a positive way. And I found myself, just to share this with this message, I found myself for years using my message to make myself feel better. And that's the wrong motivation. You know, I found myself talking about the murder of my mother, the being dumped in such a such a epic scale, being disinherited by my stepdad, who tragically actually took my mother's life. And I used that to gain favor, and I used it to seek fulfillment, I suppose. And that's the wrong motivation. So just be very clear and careful when you are putting your mess into a positive message to help other people, that it's not around yourself and making yourself feel better. So whatever it is, give it some thought, package it into a beautiful message, a positive message that can help people, help others through their struggles they might be facing. And it's just, life works in such amazing flows, and the flow of life is such a joy. And more so than ever with this lockdown that we are currently all in, and I repeat, all of us are in it. It's just such an amazing opportunity for us to change behavior. Because if you change behavior for 21 days, you change your lifestyle. If you do it for 90 days, you change your life. And we are being forced to change our behaviors because of this being restricted and being fearful and not being able to go out and not being able to see our friends and not be able to go and continue as life as was normal, go to the gym and all these kind of things that we all do. So we are being forced to change. So during this time that we're forced to change, give it some thought about your life, what you've endured, and how you can have a positive impact on somebody else going through a difficult time. And I hope you've had a wonderful Easter with your families. And I had an amazing time with my kiddies. And it's just such a blessing to have family. And, you know, when we, you know, because we locked down, it's like we can't do anything. We can't go anywhere. So your time with your family is intense and it's intimate. And there's no distractions. It's been quite interesting to be in that space in such an intense way with my kids. And but I'm loving it, and I hope you're enjoying this intense time with your families. Intense meaning in a nice way. And just stay safe, keep looking after yourselves. Look after your immune systems. Do some exercise. There's lots of stuff online. I know this amazing guy, Simon Schmid, you could use. And just think about this little message that I'm talking about today. Turn your mess into a message. Have a great afternoon. Stay safe. And cheers for now.